And if I have pressed the right buttons, I believe that we have Karen Allison right here on the phone with us right now. Karen, are you there?
I'm here. Oh, greetings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that sounds kind of a little early. I know. But listen, we are so excited because you are coming back to Worcester. You haven't been here, I think, in 10 years, and you're coming
that
here on Saturday.
That seems impossible.
Well, that it may be erroneous information, but
No, I think you're right, but it just time does fly, as I say. I played in Boston many times since then and also in the Pioneer Valley, but I guess I haven't been back to Worcester for a while, so it's high time.
It is high time that you hie yourself back to Wormtown, my friend. We need you, and we are really looking forward to this. In fact, I believe the last time you came to Worcester was Ryan Barlow brought you to Worcester to play for WICN. Did I just make that up?
I think that's true. At Mechanics Hall, I believe.
Oh, what a good memory you have.
I think that's right. And I remember the band. I had Bruce Bars. I think Mark was on drums. And Ed Howard was on bass. We had a ball.
Wow. That's awesome. The venue you'll be playing on Saturday, Off the Rails, is also a wonderful venue. Not the same kind of historic venue as Mechanics Hall. Nothing's the same as Mechanics
Right.
Hall. But it's a wonderful venue, and they're a relatively new partner for us. And we were just so delighted to find this place. The venue is fantastic. The acoustics, the crew, the staff. And then there's the audience, of course. Everyone really, really looking forward to having a chance to listen to Karen Allison in person, because we play your recorded music a lot, but that's not the same thing.
You guys have been such a supportive station for me all along since my very first CD. Gene Pettit brought me there when I lived in Kansas City. I'm based in New York now, but that's how far back I go with WICN.
Wow.
And also, of course, the wonderful Ed. And,
Ed Gardella's still here.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yep. And anyway, the list goes on, but appreciate your support over the years.
Well, you bet. You know, Brian Barlow, he's the mm-hmm. person that brought you to play at Mechanics Hall, and he was such a huge part of our family, our WICN family. He still is. He passed away
yeah.
last year after a long illness. It wasn't unexpected, but of course it was very, very difficult. But he was working on this concert series. It was, you know, still in the middle of COVID. So it was at that time just sort of a plan. And then after his passing, we talked with Jan Barlow, his wife, and decided that we would go ahead with this concert series, the Brian Barlow concert series. And it's just been wonderful so far.
I think that's great.
It is great. A chance mm-hmm. to keep his legacy alive, but also to celebrate his love of live performance. You were one of his favorites. He turned me on to your music. And when we were talking before, you said that you actually did remember coming back here and that Brian had been the one to bring you to Worcester.
Oh, yeah. Ryan and I, we hung out several times, too, after concerts before he was the GM, but he was involved with WICN. That's how I remember it. And then he, you know, became the GM, but what a sweetheart, and he's missed terribly.
He sure is. He loved live music as much as he loved recorded music, and so thinking about this, you know, back in the middle of the COVID thing, there was nothing live, of course. It was all, you know, just recorded music, and
uh-huh.
then as it slowly started to come back, to be able to celebrate his legacy and bring performers, people like you, to Worcester so that we can enjoy your music live. It means so much to all of us as well. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Karen Allison. Karen will be performing at the third Brian Barlow Concert Series event this coming Saturday, May 6th at Off the Rails right here in Worcester. What was it like for you during the COVID, the strange COVID days? Did you perform online, or did you take a rest, or how did it work for you?
Both, I guess, yeah. No, I did some quite a few online events, if you will. We all learned a lot, and one of the things that was born out of it, it was a new show that I do with my partner, Bill McLaughlin, called the B&K Cafe. And so we started a little radio show that airs once a month. People can check it out on my website, Karin.com. So that's one thing. But I also did some things online. I wrote two new songs. In fact, I'm just mixing those and going to get those out this summer as singles. Have a new Brazilian project coming out in the fall. So the beat goes on, but, you know, live and learn. I think we're still all in recovery mode. Seems like our world and planet need all the love we can give and get from each other, because it's still hard.
That is
to recover
the truth.
From this whole thing and the stuff that keeps happening in our world that we would like to not be happening. So, you know, music is a balm. It can be a balm. And I hope that folks come out and celebrate, you know, the coming of spring with us on May 6th. It's at 4 p.m., I believe. So it's kind of an early show, just to let folks know, at Off the Rails.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's exactly
looking
right.
Forward to it. I have a great band coming with me, Harvey S. on bass, Jeremy Galloway on guitar, and John Fisher on the drums. And I'll be playing some form of keyboard there.
Fabulous. That sounds wonderful. Music is a balm. Indeed it is. The show is this coming Saturday, May 6th. It's at Off the Rails, the Brian Barlow Concert Series. The doors open at 3. The show is 4 to 6. It's Karin Allison. Karin, you mentioned your website before, but I think it's important to let people know that it's spelled a little bit differently than what they might expect. Could you give them that information again about your website?
Happy to, yeah, Karin, KARRIN.com. And you can find out all kinds of information there and ticket links to this concert and other information. Looking forward to being with you all.
We are really looking forward to having you. Thank you so much for taking the time to call today. I'm speaking with Karin Allison. She'll be right here in Worcester this coming Saturday, May 6th. Go to WICN.org or go to Karin.com, KARRIN.com, and get your tickets right away. Thank you, Karin. See you Saturday.
Okay, hon. All right. See
Bye.
You Saturday. Thank you so much. Talk to you. Bye-bye.